Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The Agriculture Ministry is encouraging players in the sugarcane industry to increase the use of the environmentally friendly cultivation practice of green cane harvesting. Stay with us to find out more at Later or Proverb of the Day. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
I don't think so, no. I don't have anybody to keep the baby. Ever since I get pregnant, I've missed out on a whole lot. I didn't even get a chance to finish school.
20% of Caribbean teenagers get pregnant before age 19, interrupting their education and crippling their chances of economic independence. Parents and guardians, talk to your children about sex and help prevent adolescent pregnancy. A message from the United Nations Population Fund.
Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Derek Kellyer is encouraging stakeholders in the sugarcane industry to use green cane harvesting to reap the crop. Green cane harvesting involves reaping sugarcane without the traditional burning of the crop. With this method, the leaves and tops of the cane are left on the ground as a trash blanket.
A green cane harvesting is a methodology is in fact now highly recommended to facilitate greater competitiveness, especially as it relates to export into some European countries.
Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Derek Kellyer. He says the cultivation method is already being practiced by a few farmers and recommends that its use is expanded across the industry because of its far-reaching benefits.
Promotes better environmental practices, which reduces the impact on the environment by producing cleaner air during harvesting. It aids soil moisture conservation, which is very important, particularly at this time when we are so impacted by climate change. It reduces soil erosion and it allows for longer rations.
Research also indicates that the trash provides weed control, nutrient and soil health advantages, and reduces the use of herbicide. The Sugar Transformation Unit, tasked with overseeing the effective implementation of the government's sugar adaptation strategy, is targeting the harvesting of 300 hectares of sugarcane by September 2016 through green cane harvesting. In the meantime, Chief Executive Officer of the Sugar Industry Authority, George Callahan, says the new cane crop season is to begin on December 27 and last for at least 4 to 5 months.
We are going to be able to achieve, from the point of view of SIA, at least 122,000 tons of sugar from 1.4 million tons of cane.
He says in order for the cane season to be productive, there must be high levels of quality produce, operations, equipment, and collaboration from all stakeholders, including farmers, the labor force, unions, and factory operators.
It involves getting the factories ready, tested, to start on time, because timely start is critical to the success of the crop. We have to work together, work for quality, and we will prosper and survive.
And now for our proverb of the day. Wayaina si, heart na leap. Translation, what the eyes do not see will not cause the heart to leap. And this means, things you don't know will not affect you.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica is encouraging you to save energy this Christmas. If you're traveling during the holidays, unplug your cable box, TV, computers, internet modems, and any other electrical appliances that will not be in use while you are away. Once electrical equipment is left plugged in, it will burn electricity even if it's not turned on. So, whether you're traveling locally or overseas, unplug your appliances before you go and save energy this Christmas. A message from the PCJ, your energy advisor.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.